So good evening. This week's Shabbos, this week's parasha, is referred to as Parashas Ki Seitze, or just plain Seitze. We know the name of every parasha is the essence of the parasha. The name of the parasha teaches us what is expected of us during this time of year. Parashas Ki Seitze is always read in the month of Elul. What does Teitze have to do with Elul? Mefarshim ask, why does the pasuk even have to say Ki Seitze la Milchama? Why not just say Ki Silchaim al Oyvecha? If you battle your enemies, Unisanai Hashem Elokecha biyadecha. There's no reason to say Ki Seitze necessarily. Even though it's understood that when you battle, you don't battle in your house, you go out to where the battlefront is. Why does it have to say Kiseitze? The same question could be asked. Last week's parasha, it also says Kiseitze la melchama. You find in Parashas Lech Lecha, the first war in history between the four kings and the five kings. It doesn't say anything about going out, it just says Osu melchama. They waged a war. So why is it necessary to say Ki Seitze la milchama aloyvecha? Rashi says b'milchemes harashus hakosav medaber, that the Torah is talking to us about a war that is not an obligation. It's a milchemes harashus. There were different types of wars. There were wars that were an obligation, like milchemes amolek, which is mentioned at the end of the parasha. There's milchemes mitzvah. Muhammad's mitzvah also would include to defend ourselves from the enemy. And then there's Muhammad's Harishus, the time of the Malchei Yisrael, when there was a Sanhedrin, they were permitted to go to battle to expand the land, which was not an obligation. That's Bepashas, what Rashi, quoting the Sifri, is referring to here. What does that have to do, though, with Chodesh Elul, which is the Chodesh of Milchama? Chodesh Elul, according to the Arizal, is the month of God. And God was the warrior. God was the one who went to battle in the front lines, as the Pasuk says concerning God. Yaakov Avinu says, God gedud yegudenu, v'hu yagud akev. The troops of God went to battle and returned safely. Rashi says, Kulam lashon gedud heim, God gedud. A gedud is a troop, troops, an army troops. As Rashi says, they crossed the Yarden with their brethren to battle until the land was conquered, and they all came back, and not one died. Kol gedud av yeshuvu al akevam lenachalosim shalachu be'eve hayarden v'lo yipoked mehem ish. So God is the warrior. Concerning God, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Baruch Marchiv God, the land of God expands, it widens, to Lavi Shachain, because his portion of land was by the border, so he's compared to a lion. Those who are near the border had to be strong. V'toraf Zroya Avkotkoid. God, we see, is the one who fights. The name of the Even, the stone of God on the Choshen, is called Achlama, similar to the word Milchama. Therefore, Elul, the month of God, is the month of war. In fact, one of the acronyms of Elul, among the many, many famous Rosh HaTevis, there is a Rosh HaTevis of Elul that's not so famous, and that's from this week's parasha, where the Pasuk says, Lehatzilecha veloseis oyvecha lefanecha. Ki Hashem Elokecha mishalech bekerev machanecha lehatzilecha veloseis oyvecha lefanecha is Rosh HaTevis Elul, to save you and to deliver your enemies before you. Meaning, in this month, Elul is a month of battle, and it's a month that if we go to battle with the intent of winning, which of course the real battle is the battle against the Yetzer Hara, as Rashi quotes here, V'lokachta l'cha l'isha l'idibra toira elu keneged Yetzer Hara. So the Torah promises us, Unisanai Hashem Elokecha biyadecha, that Hashem will deliver your enemy in your hands. If one wants to conquer his Yetzer, he can, and he will. L'hatzilecha v'losseis oyvecha lefanecha. Elul is the month of battle, because it's the last month of the year, it's the month that we begin preparing for Rosh Hashanah. It's the Akev of the time. It's the Acharis Hashanah. It's like Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Svarim say it's called Erev, Miloshen Irbuv. It's a mixture of weekday and Shabbos. Elul is the sixth month, the Chodesh HaShishi from Nisan, just like Yom Shishi, just like Friday, which is Yom HaShishi, prepares us for Shabbos, and it has in it both weekday and Shabbos. There's Tosefes Shabbos. That's why it's called Erev Shabbos. It's an Irbuv. It's a mixture. Erev Miloshen Irbuv. It's a mixture of Shabbos and Chol. So too, Elul is a mixture of both Yemei Chol and Tishrei and Yomim Noiroyim. We blow Shofar every day. It's like as if every day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah. We're already blowing Shofar now before Rosh Hashanah. There's Slichas, so that's like as if it's Yom Kippur already. So Elul has in it both the mundane, the Chol, and also Kodesh, what it's preparing for. Just like Erev Shabbos has in it some of Shabbos that it's preparing for, so too Elul, the last month, the Chodesh HaShishi, preparing for the Chodesh HaShavi, which is Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, has in it both. That's why Elul b'miluah is b'gematria Erev, Ayin Reish Beis. Elul is the month of Erev. It's the month of Irbuv, just like Erev Shabbos. Elul is Erev Tishrei. And Elul corresponds to the Elef HaShishi, which is the sixth millennium that we are in right now. The last Elef prior, in this Elef, Mashiach has to come in the Elef HaShishi, before Elef HaShvi. Elef HaShvi is the Yom Shekulei Shabbos Menucha L'chaya Ho'elamim. That's already Olam Haba. Mashiach has to come in the Elef HaShishi, which is the sixth millennium, between 5,000 and 6,000, which we're already in 5771, almost 5772, is also like Erev Shabbos. It's a mixture of both Chol and Shabbos, both Golus and Geula. The Golus intensifies in the Elef HaShishi, and the Geula starts in the Elef HaShishi. And that's why the time we're in now, specifically this time that we're in now, is an Irbuv of both Golus and Geula. We see the signs of Geula. We also see the Golus intensifying. It's all simonim to the imminent arrival of the Geula, just like Erev Shabbos, the imminent arrival of Shabbos, Chodesh Elul, preparing us for Tishrei. The parasha begins with Milchama and it ends with Milchama. It starts with Milchemes HaRishus and it ends with Milchemes HaMolek. And the parasha before this, Shoftim, ends with Kisasa HaYoshar Be'enei Hashem, Kisei Tzela Melchama Aloyevecha. Balaturim, other of the Kadmayinim, try to connect the end of the previous parasha with the beginning of this parasha, that when you will do that which is Yoshar Be'enei Hashem, Kisei Tzela Melchama Aloyevecha, you will win battle. What exactly does that mean? So Be'emes, in fighting the Yetzer Hara, and especially that this is the Avodah of Chodesh Elul, the Avodah of God, to fight the Yetzer Hara, and especially the Yetzer Hara of our time, which is definitely the Yetzer Hara of Minus, the Yetzer Hara of Znus, according to the Shar HaMelech, there's a sefer called Shar HaMelech, not the one that is learned in the yeshivas on the Rambam, but a Kabbalah Sefer, it's called Shar HaMelech, where he also discusses the months and the Shvatim that correspond to the months, and he has an order, a different order than most. He says that Elul is Yosef, because Elul is the Chodesh HaShishi, and Yosef is the Midah HaShishis. So he says Nisan, he has a different order than the Arizal. The Arizal says Elul is God, the Yaris Dvash says Elul is Osher, and the Shar HaMelech says Elul is Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef who fought his Yetzer Hara, pit paid b'Yitzroi and succeeded, and was therefore called Yosef HaTzadik. And that's also the Melchama of our time. Clearly, right before Mashiach, there's a tremendous Melchama in the Inyanim of Yosef HaTzadik. As we also read in this week's parashah, he says, Machana lo yivecho v'nishmarta mikol dovara, Dibura, Dovara Shulayahara Adam Bayoim, Vyavoiliday Vhulu, as the Gemara Darshas on this Pasuk. And there the Pasuk says, and this is where it says, Lahatsilcha Velose Saivechal Ifanecha, this Rosh Tevis Elul is in the parasha that speaks about Tomas Keri, Asha Korcha Baderech, Kiyeh Becho Ish Asha Liyeh Tohar Mikre Loila, V'hoye Lifnois Erev Yirchatz Bamoyim. So as far as say, Lifnois Erev is Chaydash Elul, as mentioned before. Chaydash Elul is the Erev of the year. V'hoye Lifnois Erev Yirchatz Bamoyim, one washes himself, one cleanses himself. Elul is the month of cleansing. Uchavai Hashemesh, Yavai Al Teicha Machana, that's Tishrei. And then as the new year approaches, Uchavai Hashemesh, he enters into the new year clean. This is in the parasha that talks about that which is associated with Yosef. That's one opinion. In general, according to the Arizal, it's the month of God, which is the month of war. The way to fight the Yetzer Hara, all the Sfarim tell us, is not just by not doing that which the Torah says you're not allowed to do. As the Ramban tells us at the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim Tihiyush, that a person should not be a novel Bershus HaTorah. That means a person shouldn't say, I do everything exactly like the Torah says, I don't do anything wrong, I just do what, more than that I don't have to do. There's such a thing as Kadesh Atzmucha Bamutarlach, and it's not what we would call just a Midas Chasidus, it's not for everyone, it's Be'emes HaTzivui. Rashi even brings it in Chumash, Rashi brings it in Parshas Re'ei, Kadesh Atzmucha Bamutarlach, Ki Am Kadesh Atal Hashem Alekecha. Rashi brings it at the end of in the Re'eh, he brings it in Voschan, and also Ki Am Kadosh Ato Kadosh Atzmucha Bamutolach. The Ramban discusses it at length. That's the tzivui of Kadoshim Tihiyu. Svarim tell us that's what Amalek wages battle against. Amalek is Rosh Tevis Kadosh Atzmucha Mutolach. Amalek wages battle, tries to prevent a yid from going more than what's required, from doing what we would call the Fnei Mishuras Adim, from trying to elevate the Inyone HaRishus. It's not only enough for a person to keep to 613 mitzvahs and that's it, but a yid is here to elevate the Gashmius of this world, and even that which is permitted, even that which is Rishus, should also be done on a higher level. Should be done, we don't eat the same way a guy eats. There's no Indian to have to eat whatever the guy eats, even though today it became the style that we have to eat every type of Michael that from every nation in the world, as long as it has a Hechsher. A Yid is supposed to be on a higher level. A Yid is supposed to be Mekadesh himself, even in that which is Mutter, even in Inyonei HaRishus. All the Sfarim, especially the Sifrei Chassidus, speak about this at length, that it's not Shayach. If a person is not Mekadesh Inyonei HaRishus Sheloi, Kadesh Atzmucha Bamutarlach, he's eventually going to come, Rachmana Litzlan, to a Dvar Iser. Even that which is Mutter, a person has to stay away from to some degree. A person doesn't have to be a Parush and Gansan, of course, but a person has to stay away even from that which is Mutter and build fences, Siyogim and Gedorim, so that he doesn't come to a Dvar Iser. That's Kadesh Atzmucha Bamutarlach. That's the Avoida of Elul. In Elul, we are fighting the Yetzer Hara. And in order to fight the Yetzer Hara, it's not enough just to stay away from that which we're not allowed to do, but it also means that we have to elevate ourselves and even remove ourselves even from that which we are allowed to do. And perhaps that's what Rashi is referring to over here. Ki seitzei la melchama alo yevecha b'melchames harishus hakosav medar. But the Torah is speaking to us about a melchama in inyonei rishus, even that which you are permitted to do. You should try to hold back. Svarim say, a person has a taiva to eat at a certain time, you should wait 10 minutes. Laman Hashem, we should leave over a little, but not eat all of it. Not have to go to every single restaurant, every single night. There are things that we can definitely hold ourselves back from to some level, in our level, in our, even in our door, which is a door yorud. It's possible for a person to elevate a little bit the gashmius and to try to serve Hashem even within Yonei HaRishus. In fact, it's a siman in Shulchan Aruch that's Reish Lamed Aleph, Bechol Drachecha Do'ehu, and Bechol Ma'asecha L'Shem Shamayim. This is a chazal, and this is also halach and shulchan aruch. It's not just a midas chasidus. There's a sefer called Bris HaLevi that was written by Reb Shloima Alkevitz, the one who wrote the Lecha Doidi. It's written on the Haggadah. So whole Arichas, we're not going to go into the whole thing here, but there he says that when it says in Parshas Va'eschanon, Va'asisa HaYoshor V'hatoiv, after the Pasuk says, Shmor V'shamata, to quote this Pasuk correctly here, Shmar v'shamata, and then afterwards it says, Shamar tishmarin rather, Shamar tishmarin es mitzvah Hashem aleikeichem, then it says, v'asisa hayosher v'hatoiv. So he says that Shamar tishmarin es mitzvah Hashem aleikeichem is referring to keeping taryag mitzvahs, doing that which we were commanded to do. V'asisa hayosher v'hatoiv means more than that. Don't only do what you're told to do, but do even more. Do what Hashem wants you to do. And what Hashem wants you to do is not just what He commands you, He wants you to go even beyond that. The Lashon of Chazal always is that we should do the Ratzah in Hashem. This is what the Bris HaLevi writes in his Perush on the Haggadah. He says, there are many people who do that which Hashem commands, but they don't do the Ratzah in Hashem. We're not only commanded to do that which Hashem commands us to do, but we're also commanded to do that which Hashem wants of us. And what does Hashem want of us? He wants us to give of ourselves and do even more. That is what's required. He quotes this pasuk here in Re'ei, Shemar v'shamata es kol advarim ha'ela. And then again, Kisasa ha'toy v'hayoshar be'enei Hashem alekecha. Not only are you supposed to do es kol advarim ha'ela asher anochi mitzaveka, but also ha'toy v'hayoshar be'enei Hashem alekecha. Yoshar, yashrus, normally we say that means being straight, being honest. He says, Yashar means doing the Ratzah in Hashem. The Ratzah in Hashem means that whatever you do, you're thinking about Hashem. You're not only serving Hashem when you put on tefillin, or when you're davening, but even when you're eating, you're serving Hashem. Even when you're oisek in inyone gashmias and inyonim mutorim, which is reshus, and there the Yetzirah, he says, and all the Sforim tell us that the Yetzirah puts the big stress on inyanei harishus, and he gets us to try to do everything. What's wrong? Why not? Why can't you eat this? It has a hechsher. Why can't you do nothing wrong? I'm not doing anything wrong. Show me which one of the tayag mitzvahs did I violate. And yeah, people always say that. That's a novel b'rishus ha-toyer, as the Ramban says. Even though it's not, one is taka, not doing an aveira, but it's inyanei harishus, and if it's not done in an elevated fashion, if a person does not serve Hashem even when he deals with the mundane, even when he is eating and sleeping and drinking and doing all this in Yonam Gashmiyim, eventually it will lead to Averis as well. And perhaps this is why Elul is referred to in the Sfarim as the Chodesh of Rachamim and Ratzoin. It's the Yemei Ratzoin. It's the days that Hashem wants us not only to do what He commands us to do, but He also wants us to do that which And He wants us to do even more. He wants us to serve Him even more than that which we're commanded. And this could be the connection. The Parshas Shoftim ends off, Kisasa ha-yoshar be'enei Hashem, and based on the Bris HaLevi, that yoshar means doing more than the tzivui, doing the ratzon Hashem, and serving Hashem even in inyanei gashmi, even in inyanei rishus. That's the connection. Right away, Kiseitzil ha-melchama alo-yevecha, b'melchemes ha-reshus ha-kosev medaber, tells us Rashi. We're not even talking about a melchemes mitzvah here. We're not talking about a melchemes chayveh here. We're talking about doing more than that. We're talking about serving Hashem with every fiber of our being. And even when it's permitted and there's nothing wrong, but you have to do it because Hashem said so, do it in order to serve Hashem, that it should be part of our avodas Hashem, even though it's reshus. Where do we see this in the word kiseitze? Seitze means to go out. There's the first, usually the way it works, not usually, but this is the way it works, is when a person wants to know what a word means, so we have to look at the first time that the Torah ever said that word. So where's the first time ever in Chumash that the Torah uses the word with the root of yitziah, going out? And that is at the beginning of Chumash, on the third day of creation. Pasuk says, Hashem said, Tatshe ha'oretz desha, the earth should blossom, should produce vegetation, grass, trees, eitz peri, and so on. The next pasuk, Vatoitze ha'oretz, the earth produced. Okay, but the word that the Torah uses here is not the same as it says before. Vayomer Elohim, Tatshe ha'oretz. So should it said a word with the root of desha? But, however, instead of saying about Totsei, Hashem doesn't say here Totsei Ha'aretz Desha, it says Tatsei Ha'aretz Desha. Later on it says, Totsei Ha'aretz Nefesh Chaya Lamina. So Hashem says, Hashem commands the earth to produce, and there the Torah uses the word Totsei. Here the Torah uses the word Tatsei, and when it actually does, it says Va'Totsei Ha'aretz. So Rashi quotes here from the Gemara in Chulim, that in the pasuk here, you see that not only did the trees come out leminehem, they came out each in their own kind. They didn't mix, but so did the grass. The desha and the esev also didn't mix, and they all came out with their own minim. Says Rashi, they were not told to do that. Afal pi shalei nemar leminehu b'dashroim b'tzivu yeyim. There's no command for grass to come out leminehem. Only trees, not grass. But says Rashi, whatever this means, it's the Gemara and Chulin, they heard that the trees were commanded. So they made a kal v'chaymer, and they said, well, if the trees have to come out, leminehu, certainly it's much smaller, we have to do it also. Okay, how does grass make a kal v'chaymer? What does exactly this Gemara mean? Obviously it's not the grass, it's not the vegetation, it's the mazel, it's the malachim that are controlling this, whatever pshat in this Gemara is. What we see from here though is that Vatoitzei, Yitzia is doing even that which you are not commanded to do. Because they were not commanded to come out Leminehem, and yet they did it. So when the Torah says, Teitzei, Kiseitzei la'melchom aloyivecha, Teitzei is doing more than you're mechuyiv to do. Doing more than what's obligated of us, and that's melchemes harishus. Kiseitzei la'melchom aloyivecha, serving Hashem beyond, going beyond the letter of the law, doing even more than what's required, and serving Hashem even in Inyonei Rishus. And that's what Amalek wages battle. Amalek wages battle on that. Zochor eis asher osa lecha Amalek baderech b'tzeisechem mimitzrayim, the Torah stresses. Remember what Amalek did to you on the road when you went out of Mitzrayim. Again, the word Yitziah, b'tzeisechem. A Yid is always going out of Mitzrayim. That's the whole goal. Our whole life, we're leaving Mitzrayim because we're constantly within these constraints of Golus, constraints of the Yetzer Hara. In the word Mitzrayim, you have Yetzer, Tsar, Min HaMeitzar, Karosiko. And the job of a Yid, and especially in Chodesh Elul, is to go out of the Meitzorim, to free himself from all the Meitzorim that are trying to prevent them from serving Hashem properly. That's the whole idea of the Shofar. The Shofar has the power to remove a person from slavery, to free a person from slavery, to emancipate a person. We find this by Yovel, which Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are the same, one and the same. The Gemara learns out, how do we know that you have to hear a shoy, how do you know it has to be a shofar? All the pasuk says is yoim trua yihi elochem, or zichroim trua. Who says it's a shofar? Maybe it's a trumpet, maybe it's a flute, maybe it's some other instrument, a whistle. Who says it's a shofar? So the Gemara learns it out from Yovel, because it says v'avarta shofar trua b'chodesh hashvi be'osel achodesh. So it is a gzeirah shava, a hekesh, we compare Rosh Hashanah to Yovel. By Yovel it says, Ukrosem Droyer Ba'oretz Lechol Yoshveha. Droyer means emancipation. All the slaves are free. There's no more slavery. But Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yosef Mibeso Asurim. Yosef went out of jail on Rosh Hashanah. The Botla Avoidame Avoisenu in Mitzrayim was on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of Shofar Yoim Terua, frees us from all slavery, from all avdus, from all shibud, from all in Yonei Mitzrayim. That's the power of the shofar. The power is to take us out. Kiseitze. It helps remove ourselves from the inyanim, from that which prevents us from serving Hashem properly. Especially Elul, where every day of Elul we blow shofar. At the beginning of Hilchas Reish Chodesh in Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef brings from a sefer called Shibolei Haleket, quoting some medrash, that the last mizmor of Tehillim, which is mizmor Kuf Nun, refers to all the 12 months. Hallelujah, it's 12 times Hallelujah in that mizmor. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Kel Bekotshoy, Hallelujah, Berkia Uzay, Hallelujah, Begivuroysav, Hallelujah, Beseika Shofar. It comes out, Hallelujah, Beseika Shofar is the sixth Hillul, So that's Elul. Elul is the sixth month. Interesting. Not Tishrei. Tishrei is not Hallelujah B'Seik HaShoifet. That's the next one. Hallelujah B'Nevel V'Chinar explains why. But Elul is Keneged, the sixth Hallelujah of the last Mizmor of Tehillim, which is Hallelujah B'Seik HaShoifet. That means Elul, that's why every day we blow Shoifer and Elul, and every day the Shoifer that we listen to, no matter how long it is, helps us remove ourselves, get out of the mitzorim, of the constraints that unfortunately have surrounded us throughout the year. So tonight is Ches Elul, tomorrow is Ches Elul. So tomorrow we have already heard Shofar about 8 times, okay, not on Shabbos. So every day it helps us get out of our Mitzorim. The whole purpose of the Shofar is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zochar Eis Hasher Oso Locha Amalek Bat Derech B'Tzeizchem Yimitzrayim. The Arizal says that Elul is called Derech. And the Arizal quotes the Pasuk in Mishle, I believe. Hanoisein Bayom Derech. He says, Hanoisein Bayom Derech is talking about Chodesh Elul. And all the Svarim speak about why Derech is Elul. The Bnei Yisoscha speaks about it by Arichas. But Derech is Elul. It's the Derech. It's the month in which we travel to Tishrei. It's the month that helps us, that prepares us for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So it's the Derech. And that's where Amalek focuses his attention. Zocher Eis Hasher Asalucha Amalek Baderech. Amalek Rosh Hatevis Kadesh Atzmacha Bamutalach Baderech in Chodesh Elul, which is referred to as Derech by the Arizal. B'tzeisichem Mitzrayim. You're supposed to be going out of Mitzrayim. You're supposed to take heed. You're supposed to listen to the message of the Shofar. Asher Karcha Baderech. The Yetzahara, the Amalek tries to cool us off Baderech in Chodesh Elul, especially if it's before Labor Day. Or if it's Labor Day weekend. So, you know, you have time. Asher Karcha Baderech. We find this expression also in the other Schira mentioned in this parasha. Zocher Eis Asher Asa Hashem Alekecha L'Miriam Baderech B'tzeisechem Mimitzrayim. And even before this too, the Pasuk says, concerning that which Amoni and Moavi are not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael, Al devar asher lo kidmu eschem balechem uvamayim baderech betzeisachem mimitzroyim. So, Parshas Kiseitza is always read in Elul, referred to by the Arizal as Derech, the month of war. So this is the month that we have to get out of Mitzrayim. We have to leave the Mitzrayim of time, which is Ov. Ov was the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim, the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Tisha B'Av. And now we're in days of Harchava, as the Haftorah, we Harchivi Mekoyim Oholech, in this week's Haftorah. Ki Yarchiv Hashem Alekecha Es Gevulcha. We are now in days of Harchava, relief. Baruch Marchiv God. As Moshe Rabbeinu benches God, which is Elul, Elul is God, he says, Marchiv God. Baruch, it's gebenched. We are in a gebenched Chodesh now. We are in the month that was taken away from Esav. As we mentioned in previous weeks, Yaakov took Elul away from Esav, so says the Zohar. It was originally in the domain of Esav, and Yaakov took it away from him so that it could be a month that we can do tshuva in that month. That's exactly, perhaps, why Amalek fights more than ever in Chodesh Elul. Yetzirah tries to get us to distract us. He wants it back. This is his month. He wants it back, just like Esav wants the brachas back. He wants the bechayra. Esav says that the Bechara belongs to him. Just like Esav says that Elul is really his. Elul is the month in which Bereshis Bara Elikim Es HaShamayim V'Es HaAretz. The real Bereshis was not Aleph B'Tishrei. Aleph B'Tishrei is when Adam was created. But the actual creation of the world, Chof Hei Elul, is in Elul. Bereshis is the big base, the base Rabasi. The large base of Bereshis is a remez to that Klal Yisrael is the Bechor. We are the firstborn of Hashem, B'ni Bechor Yisrael, as we read at the beginning of this week's parasha. Ki sehiyena la'ish shetei noshim ho'achas ahuva v'achas zenua. Lo yucha l'vaker es ben ho'ahuva, ki es ha'bechor ben ha'senua yakir. Besides the literal understanding of this parasha, Svarim tell us, it's a remez to the fact that B'zman HaGolus, we feel at least, that we are the snua, the Goyim claim that they are the chosen people. They are the Ahuva. But Hashem promises us that He will never, the Bechayra belongs to Klal Yisrael, and they will never be taken away from Klal Yisrayel. We are Hashem's firstborn, B'ni Bechayra Yisrael. That's the Beis of Bereshis, the Beis Rabasi, which encompasses all of Klal Yisrael, the Esrog, the Lulav, the Hadas, and the Arava. Beis Rabasi is Begematria Esrog, Lulav, Hadas, Arava. That every year, even the Arava, even the lowest Jew, even the Jew that has sinned to the point, as the Pasuk speaks right afterwards about a Ben Soyer Umoira, and afterwards, Kiyya Be'ish Chait Mishpat Moves Vahumas, that has to be hung on a tree, says the Pasuk, you're not allowed to leave his carcass on the, you're not allowed to leave his corpse hanging, but you have to bury it, Ba'yayim Ha'uki Kilas Elohim Tolui. So Rashi says, Zilzuloi Shel Melechu, She'odam Osli B'dmus Diuknoi V'Yisroel Haim Bonov. Who are we talking about here? We're talking about the lowest Jew here, a Ben Soyer Umoira, who was let, they let him go. That's how Rashi explains, that even though Chazal say it never happened to Ben Soyer Umoira. But the Indian is, yes, Rashi says all the parshiyos here are connected one after the other. If a person takes the Yifas Toyar, he'll end up hating her, then he'll have a Ben Soyer Umoira. And then it says, if he doesn't take the Ben Soyer Umoira to Bezdin and kill him, he'll end up being a sinner. He'll be Chayiv Misa, and eventually he'll be hung. And you're not allowed to leave his body overnight, because since a person is created in the image of Hashem, Yisrael Haim Bonav, Klal Yisrael are the children of Hashem. We're talking about the lowest Jew over here, yet Rashi refers to him as a child of Hashem. Also, and right afterwards comes what the Torah talks to us about Hashavas Aveda. The whole Aveda of Chodesh Elul is Hashavas Aveda, returning the Aveda. It's all the Aveda. When a person does an Aveda, he becomes an Oved. He becomes lost. As Chazal tells us, you have to return him to himself. Hashavas Aveda, what we call today Kiruv Rechaikim, bringing everyone back into the fold, returning everyone back to their source. That's the whole Aveda of Elul and the Aveda of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day where everyone returns to their source. Eloi is Isis, Eloi, to him. Back to him. Bahashevaisai loi, back to Hashem. Everyone is going back to Hashem. Everyone is returning to their root, to their source, to their shoyresh. That's what Yovel is. Yovel is where everything goes back to the root. The Al Yuval Yeshalach Shoroshav, says the Ramban in Parshas Bahar, that's the root of the word Yovel, comes from the word Yuval, which means the spring where the tree is planted, so that the roots stay and they have what they have the sus, they have the water from the spring. The Al Yuval Yeshalach Sharoshav. So Yovel is Shoirish, going back to the Shoirish. The Shoifer, which is referred to as the Yovel is the Shoifer. Rashi says in Chumash, the Yovel is the Shoifer of Eloi Shal Yitzchak. The Shoifer is referred to as a Yovel. Yovel is a ram in Aramaic. Yuvla. So the Shoifer brings us back to our Shoiresh. That's the whole purpose of the Shoifer, to return us to our Shoiresh. One of the Rosh HaTevis of Shoifer, as far as I say, is Shoiresh Poire Roish Vela'ana, which is a Pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, always read the Shabbos right before Rosh Hashanah. And there it's talking about the root of a bitter herb. There it's talking about a Rosha Merusha that is so bad that he's compared to a Shoiresh Poire Roish Velana. Tell us the Svarim, that's Rosh HaTevis Shoifer, because the Shoifer has the power to take even a person like that, who's rooted in evil, Shoiresh Poire Roish Velana, and connect him to his true roots and bring him back home, which is Hashavas Aveda. Chodesh Elul is the Chodesh of Hashavas Aveda, returning. Everyone's returning to their source, to their root. And the Shoifer of Elul, like we see with God, they all went to battle and they came back. They all came back. No one was missing, as Rashi says. Everyone can come back. Anyone, everyone, no matter what they did. In Chodesh Elul can do tshuva and can return. And by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he has already reconnected himself with Hashem. That's the big simcha of Rosh Hashanah. Although we refer to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as Yomim Noiroim, the Nechemia says not to cry on Rosh Hashanah. When Klal Yisrael returned from Golus, they came back during the time of the beginning of Binyan Bayis Sheni. So it says that Ezra read Sefer Devarim in front of the entire Klal Yisrael. They were all crying because most of them didn't keep to all the mitzvahs, it says. Hard to understand, but even in those days, there were many who were married to Goyim, many who didn't keep Shabbos. So then when they were hearing the Mishnah Torah from Ezra HaSofer himself, they started to cry. It was Rosh Hashanah. So Nehemiah says, Al Tifku, Ve'al Tis'ablu, do not cry, do not mourn. And they had what to cry about. They certainly have what to cry about. He said, don't, because it's Yom Tov today. Ki Kodosh Hayom La'adayinenu. And there he says the famous pasuk, Ichlu Mashmanim, Ushesum Amtakim, Ki Chedvas Hashem Himauschem. So Nehemiah says it's a time to eat sweets and to drink sweet beverages, because it's a joyous day. What's the joy of Rosh Hashanah? It's Yom HaDin. I mean, it's not a sad day, but what's the joy of Rosh Hashanah? The joy is that we return to Hashem. That's the joy. The joy is that a Yid goes back to his source, goes back to his root. That's what Yovel is. That's the same Simcha by a Chasana. A Chasana, as the Mittler Rebbe's Masbin, in the Drushe Chasana, based on from what his father, the Baal HaTanya, says, that the Simcha by a Chasana is like the Simcha of Yovel, because the Chasana and Kala are originally one Neshama in Shamayim. When they come down to the world, they separate. The neshama splits into two bodies, the Zohar and the Nekeva, and then they, for many years, they're lost from each other. So when they find each other, as the Gemara in Kedushin says, like an Aveda HaMispakeshas, Ish Mechazer Acha Isha, because he's looking for the lost, the part of him that's lost. But even more than that, they were one neshama. And then they separate. And then when they get married, they reunite. That's the simcha. The gevaldika simcha by a chasana is they return to their source. They unite back to the way it was originally as one neshama. The same is every Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which Yom Kippur is referred to as the Yom HaChasana, as the Mishnah at the end of Taina says, Yom Chasunosai. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, every Yid reunites with Hashem after going through the Avodah of Chodesh Elul, the 7 weeks after Tisha B'Av, the 7 weeks of Nechama, and especially in Chodesh Elul, when we prepare ourselves in the month that's referred to as Derech, B'tzeisecha mi Mitzrayim, we go out of Mitzrayim, and the more we go out of Mitzrayim, the closer we get to Yerushalayim. That's, and Beis HaMikdash, as the Imre Noyam says, Rosh Hashanah is B'gematria Beis HaMikdash. Makom HaMikdash, the Makom HaMikdash is where the Akedah took place, and that's why we read the Akedah on Rosh Hashanah. The Akedah was an act beyond the letter of what Avram Avinu does there was kiseitze. Avram did much more than was required of him. He wasn't even commanded. It was a request. Kach noes binchas yichidcha. He didn't have to do it. He just wouldn't have passed the test. And even that, he did much more than he was supposed to do. He was only supposed to take Yitzchak and bring him to the top of the mountain, and that's it. It was over. After he did that, and the pasuk says, "Al tishlach yodchei al anarvi al tasloim ha'uma." That's it. Finished. Now I can go home for sure. He passed the test, but Avram wasn't satisfied with that. And this we read Rosh Hashanah because that's what the Torah is teaching us. That's what Hashem wants from us—not just to do what you're told to do. Do even more. You want to do my ratzon? I want you to do even more. Kisasa hayosher be'enei Hashem. So what does Avram Avinu do? He sees the ram, which he was not mechuyev. That was not part of the test. That's like the extra credit. And he goes ahead and he does that too. And not only that, there was difficulty. He had to untie the animals. We spoke about once by Arichas. And then while he shechted the ram, he is imagining in every detail that he's doing it to Yitzchak, ki'ilu b'ni shochet, ki'ilu domoi zoruk, ki'ilu b'ni mufshat, ki'ilu hu nikta v'nasa doshem. That's why Chazal say, afra shel Yitzchak. What ashes of Yitzchak? Chazal tell us the ashes of Yitzchak are up there in Shemayim. What ashes? He wasn't killed. But since Avraham Avinu imagined when he was shechting the ram as if he's doing it to Yitzchak, machshava kamaisa, so it's considered as if he actually slaughtered Yitzchak. And after that, Avraham Avinu designates this as the Makom HaMikdash, this is the place for future devotion. When a person wants to devote himself to Hashem, the place for it is Yerushalayim. That's in place. In time, that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Begamatria, Beis HaMikdash. Rosh Hashanah is a day that by that time, every year is supposed to be totally devoted to Hashem. Ready to do whatever Hashem wants. Not just what He commands you to do, but ready to do whatever Hashem wants you to do. Kisasa HaYosha Be'eni Hashem. More than that, what is required. And that's the message of the shofar, because the shofar comes from the ram's horn. The ram was not part of the test. It's an interesting thing that we have the mitzvah of blowing shofar based on the fact that Avraham Avinu took the ram, which he never had to take it at all. So that would, imagine Avraham Avinu did not take the ram. And as soon as the mitzvah was over, as soon as the nesayin was over, he takes Yitzchak and they run away from there. Which you imagine that's what he would probably be doing. Finally, it's over. It's not even true. Thank God I don't have to do this. No, Avraham Avinu stays, and he's upset, and he doesn't understand why he thought he was disqualified, and he runs after the ram, and the ram is tangled by its horns, and that's where we get the whole concept of shofar comes from there. Yom Teruah Yielachem, Begematria Vayakoy, Des Yitzchak Benoy. It all comes from it comes from the Akedah, it comes from the whole story of the Akedah, it comes from the shofar, which was Avraham Avinu going the extra mile, doing even more beyond from what was expected of him. And that gives us the shofar of Mashiach, and that gives us the shofar of Matan Torah. Teka b'shofar gadol l'cheiruseinu v'sonais l'kabitz goliyoseinu v'kabitzeinu yachad meherem yabba kanfois ha'oretz. The Ramban says, when Hashem said, "Bi nishbati ne'um Hashem," I swear, "Ki yan asher asisa es hadover hazev alay chosachta es bincha sichidecha, ki vorech avarechach harba arba esaracha," says the Ramban, that's a promise that even if we don't deserve it, Hashem is going to redeem us. Meaning, Hashem says, you went beyond that which you had to do, I'll go beyond what I have to do. I'll do, even if I don't have to, even if you don't deserve it, I'll redeem you anyway. And that's because Avraham Avinu went beyond kiseitze. He did more than what was required of him. And that's the avoda of Milchemes HaRashus, Kisasa HaYosha Be'eni Hashem. Teitze also means going out of oneself. The problem is that we are always very into ourselves. Because we're very into ourselves, it's very hard for us to do things that are not comfortable, because we're very into ourselves, we're in for our comforts and our enjoyment and this and that, so it's very hard for us to go, to do more. The avodah of the yid is to go out of himself. Kiseitze, go out of yourself. The only way to fight the yetzer is when a person has to be mevatel himself totally. That's ani ledoidi vedoidi li. Ani, the ani, you have to give over ledoidi. Ani means all the eyes, all the personal interests, all the desires and wants of a yid, has to be totally ledoidi and then vedoidi li. That's kiseitze. A person has to totally go out of himself. B'tseisechem mimitzrayim. And in the schus that we go out, kiseitze, what does the pasuk tell us? Ki mitzion teitze toira. Toira me'iti teitze. The word that the Navi uses is teitze. That in the schus of our teitze, we're going to be zeicha to the toira of la'asid lavoi, which the Torah refers to as Teitze, Kisivna Bayis Chodosh. This week's parasha talks to us about the Bayis Chodosh. Every Yid is building a new house during the days of El is the month of Binyan, in contrast to Av, which is the month of Churban. So El is Binyan. Biniyah is Begematria Elul. Elul is the month of Binyan. In Elul, in fact, literally, that's when they began building the second Beis HaMikdash. They began building the Churvis Yerushalayim. Kol ha-mesameach choson v'kala, says the Gemara, ke'ilu bona achas mi-churvus Yerushalayim. Elul is the month of Simchas choson v'kala. We're preparing now for Yom Chasunosei, which is Yom Kippur, which is referred to as the chasen of Hashem and Klal Yisrael. So we're all building a bayis ne'eman, like we wish a young couple that they should build a bayis ne'eman in Yisrael. Every one of us is building a bayis now, because Tisha B'Av was destroyed. So now it's time to rebuild. Kisivne bayis chodosh is begematriu volitzio in goyel l'shavei feshe b'yaakov, that in the schus of our building our personal homes, our personal making ourselves receptacles for the shechina, will be zeichet to the bayis hashlishi, Kisivna Bayis Chodesh, when Uvalotzi and Goyal Lashav Veshav Yaakov, Kimitzia and Taitse Torah Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, and of course we should be Zeichet to win the battle in the Sonai Hashem Alekecha Biyadecha, and come to the other Rosh HaTevis of Elul, which Elul is also Rosh HaTevis, V'lokachti Eschem Li La'om, tell us this for him. Elul is Rosh HaTevis, V'lokachti Eschem Li La'om, which is again, Hashem takes us as his nation, Hashem marries us, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, the permanent, that, then it'll be permanent, there'll be no separation after that, we should be zeichet to that. In this Chodesh Elul, tonight's shir is Leilei Nishmas Meir Ben Ber, on his fourth yard side, Yud Elul, may his neshama have an aliyah.